possible indictment for former President Trump? Fox News, I'm Jill Nato. The decision whether to indict former President Trump over alleged hush money payments made during his 2016 campaign now lies in the hands of a Manhattan grand jury, and he's been calling for protests. Fox's Brian Yannis has more.
The NYPD unloaded barriers outside the Manhattan courthouse at an intra-agency security meeting was set to discuss security preparation. It's possible Trump's arraignment could be done virtually because of security concerns from the Secret Service.
A lawyer for Trump says he will cooperate. Tens of thousands of workers in the L.A. Unified School District plan on going on strike in a few hours. It's expected to shut down the nation's second largest school system. Superintendent Alberto Carvalho.
Despite our invitation for a transparent, honest conversation that perhaps would result in a meaningful solution that would avoid a strike, we were never able to be in the same room or at the same table.
Cafeteria workers, custodians, and more say they've been living off poverty wages. President Biden signed a measure to declassify all intel related to the origins of COVID.
The president says that what he wants it to do is declassify as much intel about the COVID origins, including the Wuhan lab, as he can without sacrificing sources and methods of the intelligence and national security. This is the same bill that passed the Senate and the House unanimously in recent weeks, but President Biden took a while to decide exactly what he was going to do. In fact, this came up at the press briefing, and we were told that no decision had been made. We didn't know until they told us that he signed it.
Fox's Peter Ducey. America's listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Amazon says it's going to cut another 9,000 jobs in the next few weeks. The tech giant already said it was laying off 18,000 in January. All this comes after they went on a hiring splurge during the pandemic. An American citizen released after being held hostage in West Africa for 6 years.
Given the word that Jeffrey Woodkey had been released, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan tweeted he is gratified and relieved to hear of the development. Woodkey was kidnapped from his home in Niger in late 2016 and forced at gunpoint into captivity. The Biden administration has not named the group responsible for holding Woodkey. Woodkey's wife has reportedly been told he is in good condition. Precisely what led to his release and where he is currently has not been shared. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Some celebrities get the nation's highest creative award Tuesday.
He already has a Presidential Medal of Freedom and a Kennedy Center honor. Now the boss is getting another accolade. President Biden will bestow Bruce Springsteen with the 2021 National Medal of Arts, the highest award for advancing the arts in America. He'll join a group of another dozen individuals being honored, including Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Mindy Kaling of The Office fame, Feliz Navidad singer Jose Feliciano, fashion designer Vera Wang, and Gladys Knight. The ceremony taking place after being delayed due to the pandemic. The group now joins the likes of Morgan Freeman, George Lucas, and Stephen King, among others. Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
The 2023 World Happiness Report is out. It uses Gallup survey data and found the happiest countries on Earth are Finland, Denmark, and Iceland. The U.S. came in 15th. I'm Jill Nato. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.